Hey everybody, Hunter Rivers here, and welcome back to Steel Nerves Masculinity. We're diving deep into something truly essential today. Building resilience. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball? Maybe it's a setback at work, a relationship going through rough waters, or even just a string of bad days that seem to never end. Ever felt like you're just barely holding on? Well, guess what? That's where steel nerves come in. This isn't about being emotionless, guys, it's about having the mental toughness to weather any storm and come out stronger on the other side. We're talking about developing that inner fortress, the unshakable core that allows us to face challenges head-on, learn from our experiences, and keep pushing forward. Now, resilience isn't some magical superpower you're born with. It's a muscle you build over time through consistent effort. Think of it like training for a marathon. You don't just wake up one day and run 26 miles, right? You put in the work day after day, pushing yourself further, getting stronger, learning to manage those tough moments when your legs are burning. It's the same with resilience, it takes dedication and practice. But trust me, the payoff is massive. So, what are some key strategies for building that unbreakable composure? First, cultivate self-awareness. This means really tuning into your emotions, understanding your triggers, and recognizing those early signs of stress before they spiral out of control. Ever notice how sometimes you get snappy when you're hungry? Or maybe you find yourself overreacting when you're tired? Paying attention to these patterns can help you manage them better. Next up, embrace a growth mindset. Instead of seeing challenges as insurmountable obstacles, view them as opportunities for learning and growth. Remember that famous quote by Albert Einstein: "The only source of knowledge is experience." Every setback, every failure holds valuable lessons waiting to be unearthed. Don't shy away from the tough stuff, it's where the real magic happens. And speaking of embracing challenges, let's talk about setting goals. It doesn't have to be anything grand. Think small, achievable targets that push you outside your comfort zone just a little bit. Could be trying a new hobby, learning a new skill, or even just committing to getting up earlier every day. These small victories build momentum and reinforce that feeling of accomplishment. Now, here's where it gets really crucial. Surround yourself with the right people. Find mentors, friends, or family members who support your growth, challenge you to be your best self, and celebrate your successes. You know that saying about being the company you keep? It's true. The energy and attitudes of those around us can have a profound impact on our own resilience. Finally, remember to take care of yourself both physically and mentally. This means eating healthy, getting enough sleep, moving your body regularly, and carving out time for relaxation and stress management. Think of it like this. You wouldn't expect a car to run smoothly without regular maintenance, would you? The same goes for us. We need to fuel our bodies and minds with the right stuff to build that inner fortress of resilience. Here's a real-world example I want you to think about. Imagine your boss gives you a major project, one that feels way outside your comfort zone, maybe even a little intimidating. Your initial reaction might be fear or anxiety, but instead of letting those feelings paralyze you, what if you approached it with curiosity and enthusiasm? What if you saw this as an opportunity to learn new skills, expand your knowledge, and prove to yourself that you're capable of handling anything life throws your way? That shift in mindset from fear to excitement can make all the difference. It's about choosing to embrace challenges, to see them as stepping stones on the path to growth. So, remember, building resilience is a journey, not a destination. It's an ongoing process of self-discovery, learning, and adaptation. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your victories, and keep pushing forward. You've got this. And that brings us to the end of today's episode. Remember, building steel nerves isn't just about weathering storms, it's about becoming the kind of man who thrives in adversity, embraces challenges as opportunities, and emerges stronger on the other side. Now go out there and build those unbreakable nerves. We'll catch you tomorrow with another dose of steel nerves masculinity.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.